First, it is Gordo's Corner, brought to us by McDonald's and Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. It's everybody's favorite moment when this show plays Count the Red Flags. We take a news story, and usually, Craig, you're our official tally man.
Okay.
You whack those tallies down there.
Let me just count. Don't do the bell. That hurts my ears.
All right, the first one comes to us out of... I'll just read you the headline, and you count the red flags in the headline.
One.
Why? Because
just
it's appearing
by
in the...
Your setup,
okay,
yeah.
All right, calm down. Police
Two.
Say... Police say Indiana men...
Three.
Had sex...
Four.
Before fatal...
Five.
Fight.
Six.
Wow, and that's just the headline. A homeless man...
Seven.
Found...
Eight.
Decomposing...
I've always said, if you are ever found, something has gone terribly wrong.
Right. Dead or alive, if you're just found, if you've had... If whatever a set of circumstances has necessitated a finding
yes.
of you, then yeah, something's gone wrong.
So found was eight, nine was decomposing.
No, you got homeless. You forgot homeless.
That was seven.
Oh, it was? Yeah. A homeless man found decomposing in a basement...
Ten.
...freezer...
11.
In central Indiana...
12.
...had been drinking...
13.
...doing drugs...
14.
...and having sex...
15.
...with the man...
16.
...who is now suspected...
17.
...in his death.
18.
Wow.
Wow.
And that is a...
Jeez. If only this story had some sort of...
The crowd's going crazy. What, George?
Can't hear anything. The crowd's too damn loud. That had everything in it. You know, everything but a sex change for one of those participants between the time of the murder and the arrest.
You're saying that if the homeless guy was transgendered,
yeah,
somehow
you would have been, you would have hit your ultimate store and you could retire.
What? How can I retire on that? I need money. 52-year-old Walter Logan told police that he and Alex Shipp ended up fighting at his home and that Logan placed duct tape over the 29-year-old homeless guy's nose and mouth and then fell asleep.
Jeez.
And I guess woke up and the guy was not with us anymore. So he hid Ship's body in a freezer that doesn't work.
They just leave it out on the floor. What's the point?
This is a serious story.
It's awful.
Ship had been missing for more than a month when he was discovered on Sunday.
You will be discovered one day.
What does that mean? Now, we've got to call into Channel 8 to find out if this is any relationship to a relation to Brett Ship. We don't know that. Because that's not a common last name, is it?
Mm, pretty common. I've heard that name.
Jackie Ship, former Oklahoma linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Any other ships in sports?
Middle name. I know Good Lollipop had a middle name of Ship.
Is that the end of that story?
Well, I guess it is, Mike. I was trying to think of other ships that I've known. And they spell it with two P's, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Same as this homeless guy.
Uh-oh.
Maybe if Cousin Brett had shown Alex a little bit more charity, he wouldn't have ended up dead in an unworking freezer.
Decapitated?
I didn't say that.
Was that in there?
No.
Oh, decomposing was in there.
Yeah, decomposing. What should be non-working freezer?
What did you say?
Unworking. Very childish, unworking. All right, and then we have this little count the red flag story.
One.
This one doesn't have it packed as tightly. The red flags just coming one after the other, only separated by articles and prepositions. Greg Greaves, a 23-year-old guy, arrested
for aggravated battery causing great bodily harm.
At 12:26 a.m., officers were called to the Red Ivy Sports Bar.
11.
Anytime officers are called to something. Where the 25-year-old suburban victim
12.
Told officers that Greaves jumped out of a bathroom stall
13.
And attacked him with a broken beer bottle,
14.
Slicing him 12. On both sides of his throat.
Golly.
Victim suffered cuts on his chin, hands, and neck, while pushing the assailant away, and at some point, another man entered the bathroom and helped hold down Greaves until cops got there. Okay, so then cops get there. Now, he's already attacked someone on both sides of the throat with a beer bottle. And why are you doing that? You're 23, you're at a sports bar, presumably with friends, having a kick-ass time, kicking your life up to a performance degree with the benefit of alcohol, and then all of a sudden you're jabbing people in the jugular with a bottle. So cops get there. Greaves refused to wear his pants and yelled obscenities while being processed at the police station.
Possible
there is
Gordon
no
scenario.
Doubt that one day Craig will be in a police station refusing to wear his pants.
I don't disagree with that.
That will happen to you. I don't know what the initial charge is going to be. I can't see that far into the future. I just know that you will be refusing to wear your pants.
Good call, Tom.
How low do you have to go? Well, it's Greaves, not Grieve. How low do you have to go to where you're just refusing to wear your pants? In custody.
Norm's almost there.
Yeah.
Norm barely wears pants now. It's usually
why does he wear
pajamas
those sweatpants?
Or sweats or something.
Every day. He wears those same faded black sweatpants.
He wants to be comfy.
And I think he's going commando under those things. So that you know the interior of those sweatpants smell like onions and curry.
This story.
And cumin.
Made me laugh so this morning it's going to make me laugh again.
Is he drunk there?
Also, while being processed, Greaves defecated into his hands and threw the matter on the floor of the police station.
Boy, that is just totally giving up.
Wow.
At least he put it on the floor and didn't.
Yeah, once you're instead of flinging it
at the clerk,
flinging it like a simian. grenading it into the dispatch desk. What a give up that is. You've gone so far as to refuse to wear pants. When they're getting your biographical information and pinning it down there in the carbon copy sheets that they got in front of them, how do you just squat and get red-faced?
We're going to sling it around!
What an absolute punt in the game of life that is.
How old is this guy?
He's 23!
So 23 years ago, when Mr. and Mrs. Greaves...
Hold on, George, this is an important question.
Stop doing this.
I want to hear where Craig is going with this. I have no idea.
On the happiest day of their life, when they brought their bundle of joy home...
Yeah.
And they looked into each other's eyes and said, what's he going to be? President? An astronaut? A doctor? Did one of them think, no, in 23 years, he's going to be naked in a police station, crapping in his own hands?
No. It's a great moment of hope.
That's a great question.
This moment of
That's a wonderful question.
This moment of give up was never entered their mind. So at least give us that moment. Don't go back and ruin that moment.
I don't know. I think it possibly crossed their minds. As they're looking down at 8
Please
points,
tell me in 2013 we won't
eight
have
pounds
to answer that
and 6 ounces
anymore.
Of swaddled joy.
Maybe you're glad you asked me that.
Oh, my goodness. Now, his defense attorney said, all I've got to tell you is there's two sides to every story.
Oh, okay.
So could there possibly be.
Yeah, what are we going to find out that will justify all this behavior?
Like to be the PR firm working on that one?
No. I wouldn't take the case.
He did what? We can't handle this.
Okay, now I may could handle the beer bottle thing, but what are you saying the other details are?
About the pants.
Did you say he was wearing pants?
No.
No, you're saying he was not wearing pants?
I'm not wearing pants.
Okay, that gets a little more difficult. Okay, so he was not wearing pants when they found him. Because it was a bathroom, he was in a stall, right?
No, wasn't wearing pants.
He wasn't wearing pants in the police station.
Right.
Did he put them on when they asked him to?
No, he did something worse.
He refused. Okay, interesting. All right, well, if that's all you got, I think we can take the case.
Well, there's
it's
the part
be more
about
expensive
the,
than you think,
the number
but
two that you need to know about.
What's the number two?
He did that into his own hand.
Oh. He browned his own palm. We're not taking the case.
We're going to sling it around.
That was a little playlet for you.
That was nice.
George and I just started in a little playlet.
But he didn't hand grenade the dispatch desk.
All right.
That's the positive spin.
I'm predicting that imagery is going to be the one that stays with George.
You can start there just by saying it could have been a lot worse.
Ready to go.
Did he hand grenade the dispatch desk?
Oh, all right, that's a good one. Even Thumb thinks
and that's
funny.
A little count the red flag. Thanks.
9:30 on the ticket. Coming up next, David Moore joins us, the Ranch Report, and we'll talk about what happened yesterday at the Jerry Brown Memorial Service.
This story made me laugh so this morning it's going to make me laugh again.
Not the Jerry
Good
Brown
morning story. And a happy Wednesday morning to you. This is Norm Hitzkin.